You're holding Daf Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph on top. Again, that Omale Reb Lozel Rabbi Yashia Dedori. Reb Lozel said to Rabbi Yashia Dedori means in his own generation. Rashi says means Shehoyi Bedoroi or Ben Giloi. Lafuki means to exclude Rabbi Yashia Godu Shoyu Tana. Not the Tana, but rather Reb Lozel now was talking to Rabbi Yashia from his door. And he told him like this. Lei Teisiv Akarecho, do not sit down like. Ademephorshus Lei. That minayin, how do we know to say that lo'imer shemata b'hashrosha? How do we know to say the pshat mishnah that when it comes the second day of Pesach, any crop that has already planted, that already at least it has a root, it's starting to b'hashrosha, so the yomer is matarit. How do we know that? So where it says minolam, what kind of question is? But to me, is that a question? Still, the pasuk says oviv. So, in other words, for the Oimer, you have to take Oviv. Rashi says, Koli Beish. So now, Lav Mechlal Dika, the Lav Oviv. Since it says, take this type of crop for the Oimer, take this type of barley for the Oimer, it's mashma that you'd be mounting other type of crops that are not fully grown yet. So it must be, even though they're not fully grown, still the Oimer is matter it. So Mara still says, the Lav Oviv, true, Enechanam Yavada, the Oimer is matter Tfua, even though it's not fully grown yet. But Uliyolam the Yael Shlish, but maybe I'll call upon him that I grew at least a third. How do we know to say even though it didn't start to grow yet? Just you put the seed in and it took roots already. How do we know that's enough? Maybe it has to at least be a third grown. Torah says true. El rather omashmuel, mehochel chermesh. The pasuk says like when you start to begin to put like the knife to cut it down, chermesh. So lav mechlad yikud lav bar chermesh. There must be some type of tfua that is not at the stage yet that you can even cut it down with a knife. Even that, the yomer is matar. The pasuk is saying, make sure to take for the yomer the crop that's already grown that you use a knife to cut down. Mashma, though, that there is already grown that's becoming mutter now, tfua, that's not that much grown. Zemora says true, but maybe the lav bar chemish was considered the tfua that did not grow that much yet that you need a knife to cut down, but the liyelam shachas. At least it has to be something that at least fit to give to the animal. But maybe if it's not grown at all yet, just the seed started to take roots yet, maybe the arm is not matter it. So most of the Amar Yitzchok, Koma. The Pasuk says, like, from standing tfua. Mashmet standing. So the Ik is, Lav Mechlau, the Lav Ba Koma. That there's some type of tfua that's grown already, but it's not standing yet. And still the yomer is matarit. So what does it mean it's not standing? The korim is still in the roots. They just started to root. So Mara says, no, again, the lav bar koma true. The yomer is matarit too, and it's not standing yet. But the liyolam agam, by korporim, it has to be in the stage. At least it has grass. At least there's an agam there. At least it's in the grass stage. But maybe less than the grass stage is nothing. So Mara says, Elo omar rav. Rav says like this. The pshat from our Mishnah, how do we know that the Omer is matet tfua as long as it was seeded before and started to take root? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Tizra, when you start to seed it, Asher Tizra, Mishas Azriya, Mashma, as soon as you put the seeds in the ground, right away, then the Omer would be matarit. Omle Rapopola Rovas, so Rapopola back to Rav Yochid, this is the Pasuk is so, Afagav de Lehishrash Nami. When this pasuk is mashma, even if they're not starting to take roots yet, but as long as you put the seed in the ground, that should be enough for the yomer to be matarit. As long as you put the seeds in the ground right before Pesach, and now when it comes the second day of Pesach, it should become mutter. Even if you put the seeds in the ground, the night of Mitzvah Pesach also may be enough. So Mara says, no, omale sudni. So sudni said back. So Rashi says, sudni means loshna v'kolna v'katamad chacham. Al Shem, Al Soid, Hashem li Reyev, Hashem gives Soidus to his Reyev. He said back to him, like Sudni, Yitamach Chochom, the Pasuk says, Basodik Siv, Mashma Shatizra Basoda, the seed has to be attached to the ground. So Rashi says, it means, Ashiye Niklat, Venishrash Basoda. As long as it took root already in the ground, that's called Basoda. But if the seed did not take roots yet, that's not considered Basoda. So the Pasuk is, Ashatizra Basoda, from able or not, as long as the seeds took root already in the ground, that's enough for whenever it comes the second day of Pesach, the yomer is matter, this type of tefuah. Now the Mishnah says, Koitzrin beis hashlochim sheba mokim. you're allowed to cut down the wheat, the tfua, in the Beis HaShlochim, that's in a dried field that has to be irrigated, does not have enough from rainwater, Shevamokim in the valley. And the reason is, since the tfua that grows in this type of a field is bad, it's bad crop, it's not fit to be brought for the Yoyma, therefore there's no issa to cut this down before you cut down the Yoyma. It's only the type of tfua that you could use for the Yoyma, so then the first cutting should be for the Yoyma itself. But this type of crops that are ruined, that are not fit to be used for the Yoyma, there's no issa to cut it down. Avoloi goitshi, but you now want to stack it up to make it into a pile. That you're not allowed to. But the left of the Ksira Saina. Now, Anshe Yericha, the people of Yericha, Koitzrin Veretzrin Chachamim, they used to cut down the crops from the Beis HaShlochim with the Ratzrin Chachamim, but the Goitzrin Shleib Ratzrin Chachamim, they did not listen completely, but they also used to pile up, stack up the Tfuah even before the Yoimer. For Laimicha B'yotim Chachamim, the Chachamim did not stop them because of this Maisa. Now the Mishnah says, Koitzel HaShachas, means the tfua that did not finish growing yet, you'll have to cut it down when it's still like unripe with a kavana to give it to the yoyma, to your behema, even though you're cutting it down before the yoyma. Now Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Amos say, when was this said? Bizman shehischol atzlohei vishlish, when the tfua like started to grow already, but it's not a third grown yet. The mashma, once it becomes a third grown, then you're not allowed to cut it down. However, Rabbi Shimon says, "Af yiktsar v'yachol af mishev yishlish." You even allowed to cut it down and give it to the animal's teeth, even after the tfuah grew a third, as long as you're cutting it down for the animal's sake, that's mutter. Then the Mishnah says also, "Koytzrim ifnei hanetiyos." You're allowed to cut down the tfuah, the fresh tfuah before the yomer, if the purpose is to save the trees. Let's say this tfuah is growing near an orchard, near the trees, and you're cutting it down to save the trees, so that's also mutter. Mifnei beis ovel, let's say you need a big place to make a levaya, so you want to clean it off, cut down the tfuah, it's mutter to cut it down, even though it's before the yomer. The same thing, mifnei bito beis medrash, and the reason why you're cutting it down is to have a place where to be able to learn, to give a shear there, then it's mutter to cut it down. Now, lo yasa oison kerichos, which means to say, in these places that you let to cut down the wheat or the barley before the yomer, he should not make bundles there and tie up the bundles. Ava manichem tzvosim, but just leave them gathered together, meaning without a knot, he should not tie down the bundle. Now mitzvah soimel lovim in akoma. That means that the barley should be grown, like fully grown, and you cut it down now lishmo lishem the mitzvah soimel. That's the mitzvah lechatchila, to cut it down l'shem, the mitzvah soimel. What's going to be loimot, so you did not find any more barley standing, all the barley was already cut down, then yavim min ha-morim, then you're allowed to bring barley from the piles already, from the bundles already. Now mitzvah salavim min alach, the mitzvah is to bring from the fresh barley that's still soft, karma means it's still soft. Loimot, so let's say you don't find any more soft barley, then yavim min ha-yavish, you're allowed to bring from the dried out ones already. It's also kosher. Mitzvah soliktsa balayla. The mitzvah of the yomer is to cut down the yomer, cut down the barley, moitzoi pesach by night. The night going into the 16th day of Nisan. Loy motzoi, let's say, niktsa bayoim. Let's say they forgot to do it at night time, they couldn't do it at night time. But they first cut it down bayoim. It's also kosher. It's also kosher for the yomer. And also, v'doichas ha-shabbos. The ktsira saima, the mincha saima is doichas ha-shabbos. If the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, it's mutter to be done on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yomin Oimer, Kosta Vechad Oimer, one Pasuk says, Uktzartem es Ktziro, Vehevesim es Oimer. Cut down the harvest and bring it for the Oimer. Rashi says, the Mashmo, Sheyochol Liktzar Koydim Avoy Saimer, that you're allowed to cut down even before the Yomer. So the Ksartim Es Ksira, Vareisim, cut down your own Ksira, and then bring the Yomer. Or Ksiv, another Pasuk says, Reishis Ketzir Chela Kayin. No, the first thing you cut down should be for the Kayin. Mashmo, the first cutting of the new crop should be the Yomer. So where's the Stira? Okay, so how do you have both Psukim? So the answer is, Mimokim Shatim Mevi. If this is good crop from a place, that you could bring this type of wheat or barley for the Yomer. This type of barley for the Yomer is the Yata Koitzer. You're not allowed to cut down from this place before you cut down for the Yomer. The first Ksira should be for the Yomer, and after the Yomer, then you could cut down for yourself. But Mimokom Shiata Navy, but let's say it's a place like the Mishnah says by Beis HaShalchan Shemamokim, that's a place that you cannot bring that crop for the Yomer, then Ata Kaitzer, then you're allowed to cut down this crop for yourself even before the Yomer. Furthermore, Kash, I didn't have to say like this. Emma, why don't I say better like this? Mimin Shata Navy Iata Kaitzer. Maybe only from barley, that's the type of tfu you have to bring for the Yomer. Barley you're not allowed to cut down before. But Mimin Shiata Navy, but let's say from wheat that you do not bring for the Yomer, maybe that's what the pasuk means, Ata Kaitzer, that you're allowed to cut it down for yourself. The Master was saying, no, all type of tfua, even wheat and spelt and rye, you're not allowed to cut down before the Yomer. How do we know this? Samura says, no, Hule Motzis Arma, this you cannot say. Kudu Rabbi Yechonon, like Rabbi Yechonon says, that we had before, Rashi says, the Yom Liyah we said before, Ansi Yerashis Michala, you learn out Hilchas like Yomer from Hilchas Chala. Just like the mitzvah of Chal applies to all five minim, who are then this Issa, not to cut down the new crop before the Yomer, applies to all four minim of Tfua. If so, how come one person says you're allowed to cut down? So it must be that it means that type of crop that's not fit to be used for the Yomer. Now then the Mishnah says, Anshe Yerichai Koitzrim Rotze Chachamim, the Goitzrim Shleim Rotze Chachamim, used to cut down the wheat beforehand with the Rotze Chachamim, but they piled it up, Shleib Rotzen. Where it says, Man Shamed Le Diyomar, Michu V'loi Michui, who's the Tanakh that says, now Mishnah that says, the Chom were not Moicha. The Rashi says, K'retoni V'masnissin, V'loi Michu B'yodim Chachomim, and the Chom were not Moicha. The Gemara says, it goes according to Reb Yehuda, this is Reb Yehuda Shita. Rashi says, the first come, we'll soon explain. And the Gemara says, V'sov Reb Yehuda, the truest Reb Yehuda hold, that Ksira Diyan Shei Yerichai brought to Chom Hevoi, is that true that Reb Yehuda holds that Diyan Shei Yerichai cut down with the Rosh Chachamim? I bought Tanya, we're not like this. Shisha Dvarim, also Anshei Yerichai, there are six things that they did. Now, Shloisha brought to Chachamim, three of the things they did were with the permission of the Chachamim. Who Shloisha, Shloi brought to Chachamim, and three of the things they did were not with the Rosh Chachamim. Now, the Yelu, these are the things, Sheberotzen Chachamim, they did it with the permission of the Chachamim. Markivan the Kolim, Kol Hayoim, used to like graft together palm trees the whole day. So Rashi says it means, Shalarba Osa Benisan, on Erev Pesach, the savages they held, Lav Malacha Chashuvi, that's not called the Chashuvi Malacha. On Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to do hard work. So they held grafting palm trees, that's not called hard work. The Korchin Eshma used to like roll up the Shema. Rashi says that means the same first of the Pesachim, Shoyoimrim Shema Yisrael, Lohayo Mafsikin, Litin Revach, and Tevla Tevla. They didn't wait between each word, Shema Yisrael Hashem, they didn't wait, they did it fast. So that's the second thing they did. And thirdly, the Koitzrim Lefnei Yomer. And used to cut down wheat, the Mishnah says, of Beis HaShalchan Shebamokim, Barotzeh Chachamim, and this was done Barotzeh Chachamim. These three things, the Chum said it was okay. Now, V'yelu, what are the other three things? V'yelu, Shaloi Barotzeh Chachamim, what are the things that were not Barotzeh Chachamim? Goitshin Lefnei Yomer. They used to stack up what they cut down before the Yomer. That's not right. Omatirin Gamzuyis Shalhegdish Shalcharuv Vishal Shikmo Gamzuyas are like the branches. So they held that even though these trees belong to Hegdish, somebody was Maktish, his Charuv, his boxer tree, or Shikmo, or this type of a tree, they were Mata the branches of it. The branches of these type of trees they held have no Kedusha, we'll soon see. Thirdly, they did was Uperts and Perotzes began a Sayim, Uperpada Sayim, used to make like entrances in the gardens or in the paradise. Lahachil Nesha Lanim. To be matter the Nesha, that's the pears that fall down by itself. You find the bottom of the tree, Bishnei B'tzeris, in the years of hunger. B'shabos of Yom Tovim, that used to let the Niyam come and take it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And really we know that's also. You now let eat from the pears that fell off the tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tzegzei Tzemuksa, Tzegzei may come to pull it off the tree. So these are the three things they did, Shleib Rosh Chachamim. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Oh, Ma'alo Rabbi Yudav Yudav, says back to Rabbi Meir, in Barotzen Chachamim Hoyu Oysin, Yei Kolod Demoysin Kein. If these first three things were done, Barotzen Chachamim, then everybody should do like this. Elo rather, Elo V'yelo Shleib Rosh Chachamim. Havad Rabbi Yudav, no, all six things were not done, Barotzen Chachamim. These are not things that Chachamim wants you to do. But the difference was, three of the things that Chomer made on my call, they protested, do not, they told them to stop, and three they did not. These are the three things that the Chomer did not stop them, even though it was not Perotzeh Chomer, but they just went out Meicha. Makif and the Kolam Kolayim, that you could graft the palm trees the whole day of Erev Pesach. Makorchem is Shema, used to say the Shema together first. Makoitzim the Goitzim of Meyayma. And they used to cut down a pile of the tefuah before the Yomer. So again, these were things that were shleib rotzayn, just v'loy michol, like it says in our Mishnah, the chom were not meicha. Hakopon, that's the kasha. That if this goes like our Mishnah, and our Mishnah it says that you're allowed to cut down, just the goitshin was not right. And here, you adults know that even to cut down this tefuah before the Yomer is also called shleib rotzayn chomim. That's the kasha. Like here, you adults, that the Kaitzvin Vagaitchen of Leyaimer, that this is something Shalay Barasa Chachamin, not like it says in our Mishnah, that it was done Barasa Chachamin. And the Elu Shemicha Biyuda, the Elu Shemicha Biyodim, these were the things that Chachamin made a Machor, Taka told him, stop, do not do it.